Welcome to Opus Private Clients Wealth Style Podcast. All of the material discussed on our podcasts have specific themes, and that's to move your wealth and lifestyle forward, increase your purpose, and provide you with clarity and confidence. Opus's mantra is always forward. We have found that regardless of one's wealth, moving your lifestyle forward is the number one priority for our clients. On our podcasts, we'll share our rich 35 years of experience in designing strategies, share clients' experiences, and introduce resources that have positively impacted our clients. We trust that you will enjoy our direct, transparent, and realistic approach to positively impacting the quality of you and your family's lives. Now, on to the show.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Opus Wealth Style Podcast. My name is Ivan Watanabe. I'm here with my amazing partner, Evan. Evan, what's going on, man? Good morning.
Good morning. It's another sunny day and start of almost spring. So start of golf season coming soon.
I love that. When does your course open up?
In about a week, but I'm going there this Friday. I'm going to just go walk as many holes as I can before dinner.
There you go. I love it. Well, hopefully the weather continues to improve. We were having a conversation the other day. You know, I wanted to think about something a little bit different for today's podcast. For most of you, you've probably heard by now that there was an amazing grant given from a professor at Einstein Medical College for free tuition for all of the Einstein students going forward. I just want to make sure.
Forever, right?
For forever. Yeah. Ruth Gottesman, longtime professor at Albert Einstein College of Medicine, is giving free tuition for all students going forward. Unfortunately, Joanna went to Einstein a few years too early, so she wasn't able to qualify for that. But it got you and I having a conversation about legacy. What a tremendous legacy this lady is leaving behind for an incredible amount of generations going forward, right? And so today we're going to talk about something a little bit different, just in general about sort of legacy. What does it mean to us? What are the conversations that we've been having with clients? Because I think a lot of our planning is around the next generation or future generations. So with that said, what does legacy mean to you? Like when the word pops up for you, what do you think about?
Obviously my kids, right? And future grandkids, which is just wild to think about. But yeah. Most of our conversations with clients are around the next 3 months, 6 months, years, decades, but it's like your life, right? What is your money doing for you in your lifetime? And I find the more we can extend the time frame of our thinking, you come up with different, more empowering answers to maybe the same questions. And so legacy is, for me anyway, it's kind of my why. It's why I get up every morning and try to lead by example is for my kids, because I want them to see someone who works hard, can find incredible success while helping a ton of people and just being a good person.
Yep.
And so I have found that when I think about it, my grandparents created a better opportunity for my parents. My parents created more opportunity for me. And that's exactly what I want to do for my kids, but even on a grander scale. That's just what speaks to me is I want to give them as much choice and opportunity in life that they can go choose to do whatever they want with it. And then you talk about, what's her name? Miss Gottesman?
Gottesman.
That's one of those things that's like not even in my realm of possibility. And maybe it should be, right? Maybe we should start to think a little bigger on what kind of impact can we have on the world. Because I think about the impact of our clients and their kids and their generations. We impact a lot, way more people than we'll ever meet. But the bigger you can think, I don't know, it's kind of cool to think about that.
It's funny because when I think about my grandmother, who was my favorite person ever, when I think about my grandmother, none of it has anything to do with anything she ever gave me, bought me. Not like she had much, but when I think about her fondly, it's never about that. It's the time we spent together. It's the way she made people feel. It's the conversations we had. That's her legacy and the things that she's kind of imparted in us. And I think someday when I'm no longer here, right? Sometimes I think about this, and I know our mutual business coaches sort of had us reflect on this at some point. When they're reading at our funeral, what are people going to be saying, right? It's never, yeah, this guy got me a great rate of return on my portfolio. Right. It's never, he helped me manage my cash flow or implement retirement strategies. There's not going to be any of that, right? The idea is what kind of impact did we leave behind? What were the conversations that we had? How did we make people feel while we were still here? Our kids, what are the things that sort of we were having conversations? How do we train them to be good humans? And I think when you live in that space, I think the conversations are definitely different, because oftentimes we can sort of live in this today very finite issues or short window. But when you're thinking about, if I wasn't here tomorrow, what would people say about me? Mm-hmm. How would I have made them feel? Definitely changes the perspective for sure. It removes sort of like the pressure on small problems, right?
And so much.
And I certainly think about that in it today when I'm having a challenging morning. So I think it's definitely reflective. Yeah.
The whole thing about how you make people feel is so empowering. I mean, I'm sure many people have heard, most people will not remember what you said, but they will remember how you made them feel.
Yeah.
And that's so true. And it's true, like, from week to week or month to month. Like, if I'm having conversations with clients, most of the time after 2 weeks, 3 weeks go by, a lot of those conversations fade, but they can always go back to, how did I feel leaving this conversation? Did I feel more empowered? Did I feel like I'm making progress towards financial security for me and my family? And yeah, that's when I say like lead by example, that's what I'm talking about. It's just like be a good human, right? But there's lots of different ways to leave a legacy.
Yeah.
It's just being a good person. And there's things that you can do with your money to leave a legacy, whether it's for your church or your temple or impact your family or your community.
It's funny. Sometimes my charitable giving is influenced by like my end of year tax planning, right? I'm like, okay, well, what do I need to give away this year? What's my strategy going to be? Okay, where do I want to give it? I'm making sure I get it in time. But it kind of takes away, you know, if I were to be honest about it, it kind of takes away from the purpose of what I'm actually doing, right? Or at least the impact there. So I think for me this year, sitting down, really trying to reflect on what is the real legacy that I want to sort of set up? And then how do we start chipping away at that year after year? And it's not terribly complex. I mean, I could carve out $1 million of my life insurance portfolio and give it to Holy Cross. And, you know, that's like 50 grand a year in tuition, right? I'm pretty sure I could pay for a majority of one student's tuition for the rest of that endowment, right? As long as they didn't screw it up. It wouldn't have that much of an impact on my family's life based off of how much I'm going to leave behind, but I can impact one student's tuition for forever. That's a pretty significant win and not something that I'd have to sacrifice for. I was thinking about small quantifiable ways that I could do that, but have a significant impact. And that may be one of them.
Another is you set up a trust for Mia, your future baby, or just for our kids, and have them run that with kind of the rules around, like, this is not for you, right? This money is for you guys to determine, where do you want to leave an impact in the world? Who do you want to go help? And just build that muscle of generosity and giving back.
Yeah, that's a really interesting idea, right? So you set up a trust with the death benefit with the parameters of, I want you to dole out X per year, have a meeting, discuss what are the charities that you think reflect our family values, and go about giving that out every year. I think that's a phenomenal idea.
Just those conversations alone that they would be having out in the world, in the marketplace, they're going to meet some cool people. They're going to have some great conversations, and hopefully they feel good about making such an impact. That, you know, when it comes to leaving a legacy, there's so many different ways to do it. And leaving a legacy means something different to everybody. So probably taking some time to think about it for yourself, having a conversation between you and your partner and your family, if your kids are old enough, it's probably an empowering conversation to have.
Yeah. I think it's funny because it's obviously long, knock on wood, I live a long time. So hopefully it's longer term planning, right? But longer term planning, but you brought it up early in the conversation, like the legacy of how you're making people feel, how you're being a good human on a daily basis. So it's definitely a proper reminder every day to do your best to sort of put your best foot forward, right? So like when your kids are acting up and you're frustrated, try to take a beat, right? Because every time we have an interaction with them, you don't know how it's going to land. You don't know which one they're going to remember, which one they're not going to remember.
Yeah.
I think, I know, certainly it puts a pressure on every interaction that you have, and hopefully you show up at your best. And nobody's going to be always at their best. But I think focusing on that, when we're having a frustrating moment, I think is critical. Not just kids, but also colleagues and the other people you interact with on a daily basis.
When I learned this, I forget where, but especially as it relates to dealing with kids, and I'm in frustration, as frustration abounds with young children.
Yeah.
I had this kind of tool that sometimes I remember. I'm obviously not perfect, but if I'm frustrated, I'll think in my head, 20 years from now, 30 years from now, they're out of the house. I don't get to see them nearly as often as I do. If I could, in my mind, come back from 30 years from now and think of this moment, like, how would I want to act?
Yep.
And a lot of times, and that works for me. Like, a lot of times I will give myself grace, give my kids a little grace. And it's like, all right, well, they're 4 years old. They're 3 years old. Like, they're not intentionally trying to, maybe they are, but you know, they don't know it. But I think that kind of time travel back and forth is really helpful.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it really is just going on this time continuum, right? It's us trying to make moves today to impact the future, right? And then us trying to make moves today from the future to help try to impact our behavior today, right? I mean, it really is sort of trying to focus overall. I think that the overarching thing is trying to focus on the bigger picture, focus on like the real purpose, focus on the real true value of relationships and the things that we're doing, and not sort of, again, these finite things that may be an issue today, but like, we're not going to remember these things 2 months from now, let alone 10 years from now, right? Like, for a majority of the things that were that are frustrating us at this point.
One thing that I do, and I don't know how healthy this is, but let's say me and Lori are not seeing eye to eye on something, or it's usually probably like around my relationship with Lori as opposed to the kids for this one, but I don't know why, but sometimes I will think about either my death or her death. And that always just like brushes it away. And be like, oh, actually, like, I'm super grateful for her and our relationship. And sometimes I'll even get a little emotional about it. And I don't even like intend to do it. It's not like a tool that I'm like trying to do. It just kind of like naturally happens. And it really does like bring me back to stop being an idiot. This is small stuff that, you know, you should not be spending energy on.
Totally get it. I mean, it's whatever sort of brings you back to a place of gratitude, right? I think I had mentioned it in one of our previous episodes, but Joanne and I had started sending each other a daily email of what we are grateful for about each other that day. So not like what we're grateful for in general, but like, I'm grateful the fact that you do X or you are Y. And so it's really helpful the day after, you know, we're in an argument or we had an argument and we're not like in the greatest place. It's super helpful. And sometimes it's hard, right? To remind yourself of like why you are grateful for this other person. But the truth of the matter is, again, that the bigger picture here is none of this would matter if health wasn't in place or if things weren't going really well. You won't remember 99% of these things in the future. So I think trying to be as present as you can today, that's the sort of time continuum, right? It's today trying to set up a legacy for the future and making sure that our loved ones, the people around us, we are making an impact in the way that we make them feel and how we show up on a daily basis. And then the things from the future, trying to like make sure that when we're no longer here, right, that our wishes are met, and that hopefully, and I think you and I are in the same way, and maybe others aren't, but that's fine, that what is the legacy that we leave behind? Again, what are people thinking about when we're no longer here? How do we impact things that are greater than ourselves? And hopefully that drives some of the planning as well.
I think we think a lot about that because of what we do for a living, right? But to be intentional about these kinds of things is really helpful. And I find very often life is busy, right? You're like running your kids around to various birthday parties and et cetera. And you got lots of different activities to do. But to take the time to think to either yourself or have a conversation with your partner, let's get intentional about who we want to be in this world and what are the rules and ground rules for, you know, what's important to us and legacy. That's at least worthy of a conversation. Some people I find don't care as much about it as others, and to each their own. For me, I think it's really important that I leave, and Lori as well, but I'll just speak for myself, that I leave a meaningful impact in the world to a lot of people.
Yeah. Yeah, same. I mean, I oftentimes think about what is the value that we bring to clients besides sort of the economic piece of it, right? I mean, I think that's sort of goes without saying, but strategy, et cetera. But one of our big value propositions is to have a safe space to open the dialogue between families to talk about those kinds of things, right? What do we actually want retirement to look like? What does that future self look like? I think it's a difficult job for us, but it is difficult at times because we're so focused on the immediate that bringing their future selves of these people and beyond to the present is one of the things that I think is the most challenging, but probably the most rewarding parts of our job and what it is that we do at the firm. And I think people ultimately are pretty grateful for that process, because otherwise, void of us, most people are not doing that on their own. They're not having those conversations. They're not having that dialogue because they're just busy running busy lives.
I just finished reading a book by Dr. Benjamin Hardy, Be Your Future Self Now. We had Hal Hirschfield on the podcast who wrote a similar book. And actually, Dr. Hardy referenced Hal's book in his book. And it was all about that. It was actually be intentional and really put some time in thinking about who do you want your future self to be, and then take action in the world from that place. Right? Again, it's just about being more intentional. And in this case, through the context of legacy, but it's really just making sure that you have growth in your life. You're moving in the direction that you're happy with and have satisfaction around. And you know, what else is life worth living for if not for family and feel like you have purpose in the world?
Yeah. I mean, I think that's one of the things that if I were to look back and say, okay, there were some clients that weren't a great fit and others that are wonderful fits. And I think the majority of the people that we enjoy working with and then it sort of enjoy our process are people that are purpose driven, that are thinking about things that are greater than themselves. It doesn't mean that it's their family. If they're single, that's fine, but it's sort of forward thinking, right? Forward trajectory, all wanting to move ahead, improve the life, society, things that are just sort of purpose driven, greater than themselves, not just chasing sort of additional dollars. And I think for me, when I reflect back on the greatest client experiences that I've had, it's really around that and the things that bring me the most amount of enjoyment as well.
Yeah, 100%. When clients can actually verbalize that because of our work, we've taken the time to think about these things and make different decisions in our life that are, again, going to impact their family and their lives and their community. Like, that's what gets me going. Pretty excited about that.
For sure. So as we kind of wrap up this topic again of legacy, our hope today is that the listening audience, you think about what kind of legacy would you like to leave? And what are the things that you're putting in place today to help you leave that legacy in the future? And what are the things that you're doing in the current space to improve on that too? So have anything else that you want to leave the audience with before we wrap up?
I love it. I was really excited for this conversation. Again, it's legacy. It's why the book Start With Why is one of my favorites. Definitely go read that if you haven't. But I think this is great. The more you can think about this for yourself in your life with the people that are important to you, don't just have it once. Don't just have the conversation once because life is always changing. Have it once a quarter, have it twice a year, whatever it may be. And I think you'll find that those conversations are really rewarding to walk away from.
Yeah, for sure. Well, thank you to the listening audience for tuning in. Ev, always a pleasure to have a conversation with you. And make sure to click subscribe below to be notified when we have our next podcast episode. Appreciate it, guys.
Thank you for listening to the Wealth Style Podcast. Click the subscribe button below to be notified when new episodes become available.
This podcast is intended for general public use. By providing this content, Park Avenue Securities, LLC, and your financial representative are not undertaking to provide investment advice or make a recommendation for a specific individual or situation, or to otherwise act in a fiduciary capacity. Yvonne Watanabe and Evan Wool are registered representatives and financial advisors of Park Avenue Securities, LLC, PAS. Securities products and advisory services offered through PAS member FINRA SIPC. Financial representatives of the Guardian Life Insurance Company of America, Guardian, New York, New York. PAS is a wholly owned subsidiary of Guardian. Opus Private Client, LLC is not an affiliate or subsidiary of PAS or Guardian. Opus Private Client, LLC is not registered in any state or with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission as a registered investment advisor. Yvonne's California insurance license number, 0H44206. Evan's California insurance license number, 0H04936. Compliance approval 2024-170249 expires February 2026.